Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. Andrew Gribble is here to talk about all the headlines that have been gaining traction on ClevelandBrowns.com. What's the latest?
Well, I missed you guys last week.
But, we missed you too, Gribbs.
We stayed busy, though, over the last couple weeks. But our biggest article had to be about Jim O'Neill's comments about Justin Gilbert. Justin Gilbert's a guy people love reading about, and they want to see him play better. And I think Jim O'Neill is really encouraged by what he's going to see from him in year two. And I think it started this offseason with working out with Joe Haden and just the feedback they're getting from just in these months and communicating really gets started in a couple weeks, though, with OTAs.
All right, well, here's what Jim O'Neill had to say on ClevelandBrowns.com.
You know, I'm looking forward to getting him back. I know he's working hard. I think it says a lot about him as a person that he sought out Joe Haden. Flew down to Miami, spent a couple weeks with him, worked out with him, picked his brain. So those are all good steps for him.
Well, listen, Justin Gilbert's rookie season didn't go as he wanted it to. He was called out by some of his teammates at the end of the season, Dante Whitner, Carlos Dansby. He's got ways to go, and it says a lot that they signed Tremont Williams about where he's at, but he's going to have the opportunity to come along. They said Tremont Williams is like another coach in that room, guys to coach him up, got great secondary coaches, and in this second year, I think he finally understands what it means to be a professional, and that's going to be the key for him and Johnny Manziel. And if he can do that, the talent is there, and all of a sudden, you could have a situation where you could be sliding Joe Haden into the slot. You've got Williams on the outside, Gilbert on the outside, Dazier. This is could be a cornerback room with a lot of talent, and if Gilbert can realize his potential, the Browns are going to be in very good shape.
And I think the best thing that happened to Justin Gilbert is the fact that the secondary is so strong. I mean, last year he's drafted with that big pick. He's probably coming in thinking, I'm the guy. I'm going to be starting right away next to Joe Haden. Now it's not so certain. Tremont Williams is on board. Kaywan Williams had a great rookie season as well. Pierre Dazier showed promise. He's going to have to work hard on top of using his talent that we know he has, but it's going to take that work ethic. It's going to take a commitment. And even if he does that, there's no certainty to playing time. He just has to be impressive.
All right, Andrew, let's start leaning towards the draft here a little bit. What are the Browns going to do? And as we get closer, it's really silly season because you can hear, well, the Browns are going to trade 15 picks and they're going to move up to the number one. You'll hear everything in the silly season right now. Where do you think the Browns are going in the draft?
Well, even more silly is when we start reporting about draft visits because it seems like everyone's visiting everywhere. It's hard to connect the dots when those people are doing that. But it's the extra final homework that these teams are doing on these players. But, you know, I think we've kind of singled out a few positions. I think edge rusher's coming up pretty big. Offensive line keeps being really popular in the mock drafts, even though some people disagree if the Browns should go in that first round. With the offensive line, wide receiver still a very popular one, but there's that thinking that, you know, those top three receivers aren't going to be there when the Browns pick at number 12. And then the tight end position, even though Rob Hauser has been signed, I keep hearing about the Max Williams from Minnesota. There's a lot of popular with that, but in the first round, probably a stretch to get that.
Listen, wide receiver, edge rusher, interior defensive lineman. Those are the three biggest needs for this team. If they want to go lineman on the offensive side in the first round, Cam Irving is the only guy I want out of Florida State. Why? He can come in and start for your guard this year, and then if Alex Mack does leave, he can come and play center for you. He's the best center in this draft. Versatile, that's the guy I want. You've got Michael Bowie. I like our starting five. I don't think we need a tackle in the first round. I think we need to go with our first three picks, edge rusher, defensive tackle, and a wide receiver or tight end, and we're good to go.
And edge rusher is really the only position that hasn't been addressed in free agency. That's why more and more it's looking in that direction at some point early in the draft. And, you know, the Browns tried to bring in Trent Cole, just wasn't going to work. But there's so many talented edge rushers in this class that you can get someone good at either 12 or 19. The name that I see that maybe falls in between there, kind of in that no man's land between 12 and 19, is Alvin Bud Dupree at Kentucky.
I like
you wonder if you have to make the move at 12 to grab him there so you don't miss out on him at 19. But maybe just figure out a way to get both that edge rusher and defensive tackle, and I think Browns fans will be pretty
happy. But let's be honest here. Ray Farmer likes deking people here. He likes people to think they're going to do one thing, and he's going to go the other way. I mean, he's admitted that.
Yes, and that's why I think wide receiver is very much in play. People forget that last year he said if they stayed at 4, they would have taken Sammy Watkins. I think if Devontae Parker's there at 12, he could be the guy. They could wait till 43 and see if they can get a Breshad Perriman there, see if they can get a Devin Funchess there. There are good receivers in this draft. The Browns are going to take one. And that's where I think he's fooling everybody. But I think the defensive focus and the offensive line focus, those are important. But I think the wide receiver is still very much in play.
All right, let's bring up the oldest topic since 1964 in this town. Cleveland Scene Magazine this week had a story about Cleveland sports fans being the most miserable sports fans in the nation. They did it with some scientific method, talking about when's the last time you won, how miserable you are. Do you not see, like, this is, to me, kind of lazy? I'll be honest with you, because it's an easy story to write. I think the harder story to write is, look, maybe the Browns are turning the corner. You've got consistency on the coaching staff a little bit here. You've also got a basketball team here in town that looks destined to do great things in the NBA playoffs, and the Indians have true high hopes.
You know, I've been a Cleveland sports fan since the day I was born, and do I look miserable, guys? I think I'm pretty happy and I'm pretty upbeat about what's going on. Yeah, smiling all the time. But I think that coming back to Cleveland just a few months ago, it's electric with the Indians and Cavs right now at the same time. And the Browns, I think, are going in the right direction. 7-9 last season, that's a 3-game improvement. And now the coaching staff is going to be satisfied with nothing short of the playoffs.
Sports Illustrated says the Indians are winning the World Series. I'm saying the Cavs are winning the NBA title, as my friend the kid says. Cavs in 5. And then I think the Browns, the tide is turning. They're building something the right way, which is going to allow them to have some long-term success. I think the patience that people in Cleveland have had to have is finally going to be rewarded.
Cavs in 5 against who?
That's anybody.
It's going to be tough. I think the Spurs, if you ask me, I think it's
I don't want the Spurs. Warriors, I think we handle a lot easier.
It's going to be tough. Andrew, thank you so much. We'll make sure we read your stuff at ClevelandBrowns.com.
Problem, anytime.
Good stuff, Gribbs.
All right, more Dog Pound Report coming your way after this.
Coming up next on Dog Pound Report, a heartwarming social post of the week, and we tell you how to win tickets to the uniform reveal.